You reached the right place, a destination called Seoul. It's the BRONX, you know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Hi, this is John Kerry, and if you love old school music and new R&B, you pick the best, a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You don't want what you got. Once I was a thrill to you, but suddenly I'm not. Was it my mistake to give you everything I got? Would you want it? You don't want what you got.
You got it now, you don't want me.
You used to whisper in my ear, baby, it's you.
Giving you some soul from 1968 from Miss Tina Turner, Ike and Tina Turner, talking about You Got What You Wanted. Coming up next, we celebrate here on A Bowl of Soul the legacy of Miss Sharon Jones, who we lost this past week. Sharon Jones, she had succumbed to pancreatic cancer. And, you know, Sharon just was, she just kept things going, you know, in spite of the fact that she, you know, had cancer. And she, you know, Sharon Jones, we lost her. We lost her on November 18th, 2016 in Cooperstown, New York. And, you know, Sharon Jones, LaFay Jones, was an American soul and funk singer. And she was the lead singer of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, a soul and funk band based in Brooklyn, New York. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to celebrate Sharon Jones by giving you one of her singles. They call her the female James Brown, talking about she got a thing on her mind. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
True, 'cause I ain't lying down till
Here on A Bowl of Soul, the legendary Miss Sharon Jones, who we lost on November 18th, 2016. And as you know, Sharon Jones is the lead singer, was the lead singer of the Dap Kings, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, a funk band based in Brooklyn, New York. And you know, Sharon Jones got her breakthrough success singing soul music late in life. You know, she released her first record when she was 40 years old. In 2014, Sharon Jones was nominated for her first Grammy in the category Best R&B Album for Give the People What They Want. You know, we celebrate the legacy of Miss Sharon Jones, who kept the groove of soul going, and she is also considered a trailblazer still for soul music as well. And you know, she had a dream. She didn't give up, you know, and Sharon's roots are in gospel music. And, you know, she was born in Augusta, Georgia, and she's the daughter of Ella Mae Price Jones and Mr. Charlie Jones. And later on in life, her family moved to New York, and Sharon Jones grew up right here in Bedford-Stuyvesant in Brooklyn, New York. She attended Thomas Jefferson High School in Brooklyn, and she attended Brooklyn College. And you know, Sharon Jones, before she got her breakthrough as a soul singer, she worked many years as a corrections officer at Rikers Island and as an armor car guard for Wells Fargo. But late, she got a mid-career break, and in 1996, this is when her career started, appearing as a session soul singer for deep funk legend Lee Fields. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, going to give you some smooth soul from the Iceman Cometh, Mr. Jerry Butler, talking about I Need to Belong to Someone. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Need to belong to someone. Need to belong to someone. I need to belong to someone. It hurts to be known as no one. Will ever some sweet girl bring love into my world? 'Cause I need to belong to someone. I wanna be kissed and held tight. Want to be missed on a cold, lonely night. Somebody hear my plea and call out to me, 'cause I need to belong to someone. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. No one cares for me. I've never known sympathy. I hide my needs from the world with a smile. But understand, I'm only a man, and a man
belongs,
yes, he does,
to someone.
A man hates to be known as no one. Will ever some sweet girl bring love into my world? 'Cause
I need to belong to someone. Oh, I hide my needs from the world with a smile, but understand I'm only a man, and a man needs to belong to someone. A man hates to be known as no one. Oh, send me a girl to bring love into my world, 'cause I need to belong to someone.
Need to belong to someone.
Giving you some sweet Chicago soul. This song was written by Curtis Mayfield and it was done by The Impressions, but this single was done by Mr. Jerry Butler in 1963, and this is A Bowl of Soul. Gonna bring you some more sweet soul, some doo-wop from Little Anthony and the Imperials, talking about two people in the world, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Celebrating here on A Bowl of Soul, Little Anthony and the Imperials from 1958. And you know, Little Anthony and the Imperials received the Rhythm and Blues Foundation Pioneer Award in 1993, and they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on January 14th, 2009. And one of the members of Little Anthony and the Imperials, when they made a personnel change in 1963, a gentleman by the name of Mr. Sammy Strain came in and replaced one of the members that was in Little Anthony and the Imperials. And Sammy Strain was also inducted along with Little Anthony and the Imperials. And of course, Sammy Strain went on to become a member of the OJs. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, going to give you some Detroit soul from Mr. Marv Johnson. This song was written by Mr. Berry Gordy of Motown. You've Got What It Takes. You know, this song was redone by, I believe, the Dave Clark Five. But this song was a hit for Mr. Marv Johnson here on A Bowl of Soul.
But baby, you got what it takes to satisfy. You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Whoa, oh yeah. You got what it takes for me. Now you don't live in a beautiful place. You don't dress with the best of taste. And nature didn't give you such a beautiful face. But baby, you got what it takes, yeah, yeah, to satisfy. You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Whoa, 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 oh yeah. You got what it takes for me. Now when you're near me, ooh-wee, my head goes around and around. And when you kiss me, oh yeah, my love comes tumbling down. You send me. Beautiful place. You don't dress with the best of taste. And nature didn't give you such a beautiful face. But baby, you got what it takes to satisfy. You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Whoa, and whoa, whoa. You got what it takes for me. Now when you're near me, little girl, kiss me, oh yeah, my love comes tumbling down. You send me, you don't live in a beautiful place. You don't dress with the best of taste. And nature didn't give you such a beautiful face. But baby, you got what it takes to satisfy. You got what it takes to set my soul on fire.
Giving you a Motown pioneer, Mr. Marv Johnson, You Got What It Takes. That song was released on United Artists Records, but Marv Johnson was born in Detroit, Michigan in 1938, and he began his career singing with a doo-wop group called the Serenaders in the mid-1950s. And he was also discovered by Berry Gordy when Marv Johnson performed at a carnival. So Berry Gordy decided to form his first record label, Tamla Records, and Marv Johnson's recording of their song, Come To Me, was the label's first single. But Marv Johnson took off with the song, You've Got What It Takes, which reached number 10 in the United States and number 7 on the UK singles chart. And the single, this single, which you just heard, sold over 1 million copies and was awarded a gold disc. And you know, You Got What It Takes reached number 7 in 1960 in the United Kingdom, but he also had some other hits as well. I Love the Way You Love, Ain't Gonna Be That Way, and I Love the Way You Love reached number 9. And Marv Johnson had his final U.S. Top 40 single in 1960, You've Got to Move Two Mountains, and that sold 1 million copies as well, awarding him with a second gold disc. And Marv Johnson went on to write for Motown, and definitely he went on to write, which I didn't know, in the 1970s, he wrote for Tyrone Davis and Johnny Taylor, but he co-wrote the Dells' R&B hit, Give Your Baby a Standing Ovation, which peaked at number 3 on the R&B chart and number 34 on the Hot 100 in 1973. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, giving you some soul from Mr. D. Clock, talking about Hey Little Girl in the High School Sweater. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
To know you better, just a swinging your books and chewing gum, looking just like the TLC bum. Hey,
little girl.
Hey, little girl in the black silk stocking. Gee, but you got my heart rocking. Wearing that crazy skin tight skirt.
Delectus Clark, also known as D. Clark, Hey Little Girl, and this song was a hit for D. Clark in 1959, hitting number 2 on the Hot R&B chart and number 20 on the Billboard Hot 100. And this is A Bowl of Soul. We're going to give it to you with some sweet, smooth R&B soul from Miss Ketty Lester, talking about Love Letters Straight from the Heart. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night. When I can have all the love you. and I kiss the name that you sign. And darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your heart. I memorize every line. And I kiss the name that you sign. And all in them I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your heart.
You know, this song was a million seller for Miss Keddie Lester, who is an actress. She's a singer and an actress. She's also known for being on Little House on the Prairie. But this song, Love Letters, was number 2 on the R&B chart, and it was number 5 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. This song was a B-side song. It was a B-side to the main song, I'm a Fool to Want You. But when they turned the other side, they realized they had a hit on them with Love Letters. And you know, Keddie Lester also went on to be an actress in the show. Actually, they said she was offered the role of Julia that was taken by Diane Carroll in 1968. And you know, she appeared in movies called Uptight, 1968, Blackula, 1972, Uptown Saturday Night, and in 1975, The Prisoner of Second Avenue. But she appeared, she had a long run on The Days of Our Lives, and she was really, the long run she had was on as Hester Sue Terhune on Little House on the Prairie from 1977 to 1983. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah. sure you'll do the best you can. But it don't take much for me to pull my cup around your life. Have to worry now.
Some classic soul from the legendary Mr. Al Green, talking about Here I Am, Baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And you know what? We're going to try to, you know, get you to come back to life from the 90s. Classic R&B, soul to soul, talking about however do you want it, however do you need it, back to life. Back to reality, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Back to reality, back to life, back to reality.
Thank you.
giving you some soul to soul back to life from 1990. And you know, this song won the Grammy Award for 1990 for Best R&B Performance by Duo or Group with Vocal. You know, they've chopped this song up, they've mixed this song up. This song is still, when you go to the clubs, you still hear that song, how they mix it, and it's still hot to this day. From 1990, Soul to Soul from London, England, you know, and they've been active from 1988 to 1997, and then from 2007 to the present. And the members of Soul to Soul were Jazzy B, Karen Wheeler, and MC Chickaboo. And like I said, they won two Grammy Awards in 1990 and were nominated for 5 Brit Awards twice for Best British Group. And this is a soul, this is a Bowl of Soul. And you know what? You can catch up with a Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network at 6 p.m. every Friday Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. Make sure you blow up the archives. I've been on the Progressive Radio Network for 5 years, and it's been a pure blast. Make sure you blow up the archives. Also, you can catch A Bowl of Soul, which I'm very excited about. A Bowl of Soul is on iHeartRadio. Just look under podcasts, search for Soul, and you will see A Bowl of Soul. You can also catch up with A Bowl of Soul on abowlofsoul.libsyn.com. Definitely you can check out A Bowl of Soul on that network. A Bowl of Soul is also played on CX Radios as well, and U Radios, which is in Medellin, Colombia, in South America. A Bowl of Soul is heard all over the world. You can hear it on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio, you name it. A Bowl of Soul is all over the world. Coming up next, giving you some funk and soul from Uganda, Mr. Manu Dibango, talking about Soul Makossa. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music. Mosoma.
Soul Makossa. You know, this song was hot. I remember when this song came out, and I just want to make a correction. Mano, Emmanuel Manu Ndijoke Dibango. He's from Cameroon, is a Cameroonian musician and songwriter who plays saxophone and vibraphone. And he, Manu Dibango, developed a musical style fusing jazz, funk, and traditional Cameroonian music. So Makossa, Makossa means dance. And you know, Manu Dibango was a member of the Congolese Rumba group, African Jazz. And he has collaborated with other musicians, including the Fanya All-Stars, Fela Kuti, Herbie Hancock, Bill Laswell, Bernie Worrell, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, King Sunny Ade, Don Cherry and Sly, and Robbie. This song, Soul Makossa, is in his native tongue, the Cameroonian language of Douala. You know, this song was a crazy hit, and it was introduced by none other than Mr. Frankie Crocker. He played it on WBLS, and let me tell you, when he played that, this is an Afrobeat song. You know, a lot of great Afrobeat music came out during the early 1970s, the mid-1970s. And even though during the mid-70s they had this thing where they were calling R&B and funk disco, which I still discredit to this day, it's still R&B and funk. I don't care what anybody says. Afrobeat made its emergence on the music scene. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, coming from, this person, Miss Tara Kemp, was very hot in the 90s. She had this great song called Hold You Tight. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You look at me and
from 1991, Tara Leslie Kemp, R&B million seller, Just Wanna Hold You Tight, which was a top 10 single in 1991 on the Giant Records label. Coming up next, Miss Terry Tobin, new music for 2016, talking about I Know My Worth. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Than just your looks or your curves. Your mind is freaking amazing. If only they took the time to see. It ain't about conceit or whatever. You were made wonderfully. So go ahead and sparkle so bright.
You don't have to dim your life for them to shine.
There's enough for everyone to shine.
Tell him, I know my worth.
Hold up your light, hold it up real high.
I know my worth.
We can do this thing together. Let the world know, you know your worth. Brilliant and you are pure magic. You're stronger than they believe. Without you, where would the world be? United, we can do most anything.
It's a kick, it's a kick, it.
Go ahead, hold up your light.
Yeah. You don't have to dim your light for them to shine. There's enough for everyone.
There's enough for everyone to shine.
Share the light. Yeah. Take a hand.
Giving you new soul for 2016 from Miss Terry Tobin, talking about I Know My Worth. Definitely check out that new single. And you know, Terry Tobin is a favorite on Soul Tracks. So definitely catch up with Miss Terry Tobin. And I'm going to leave you with some Christmas music, because as you know, right after Thanksgiving, guess what? Christmas is on its way. I'm going to leave you with Winter Wonderland by the legendary Miss Aretha Franklin. Make sure you follow me on Facebook or like me on Facebook by going to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. And if you want to reach out to A Bowl of Soul, just email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. Have a great, great, fantastic weekend. Enjoy your family and your friends. And guess what? Christmas is coming. So I'm going to leave you with Winter Wonderland. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You listen in the lane. Snow is glistening. A beautiful shine. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird who sings a love song as we go along. In a winter wonderland. In the meadow we'll build a snowman, and we'll pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, "Are you married?" We'll say, "No, man." Well, you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we grow by the fire. Plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman.
Snowman.
We'll pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, "Are you married?" We'll say, "No, man."
What, no, man?
But you can do the job when you're in town.
Later on, we'll conspire. As we grew by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Oh-dee-da-dee-da, da-da-da. Walking in a winter wonderland.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.